Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at The Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 11th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the appointment of a truly young person to lead the youth ministry. Kirsty Coventry is her name, in case you just came from another planet. But first, a look at developments in the United States. Today, Americans are commemorating the death of about 3,000 people in a terrorist attack that targeted the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington 17 years ago. For those old enough to remember, the attacks occurred on this day in 2001, now popularly known as 9/11. President Donald Trump paid tribute to the victims of a third plane crash that was brought down by passengers in Pennsylvania, vowing America will never ever submit to tyranny. And those are some of the sober news coming from the United States on this day, now known as 9/11. Now, back to our topic of the night. And before that, let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct. And the number is 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also live on our three websites, of course, voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Ikho ke ukuhlangana kwethu lamhlanje, izihlobo zami esithandekayo ngalolu suku lwalamhlanje emhlaka 11 kumpandula 2018. Kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, lamhlanje sikhangela ukukhethwa kukamphathintambo osakhulayo, unkosikazi Kirsty Coventry, ukubana akhokhele ugatsha lwabasakhulayo njalo olwe-youth oluhlanganiswe logatsha lwezemidlalo. Lizakhumbula ukubana kuhulumende osanda kwedlula okamnanga kwanjalo obekhokhela lolu gatsha ngunkosikazi Isithembiso Nyoni, yena ole-69 years. Bebekhonana kakhulu abasakhulayo ngalolu daba besithi hayi umuntu ole-69 years uzobazazi kanjani izinto ezihlupha abasakhulayo okumele zikhangelwe. Ubaba uMnankagwa ke ngilethemba ulizwile isikhalazo zenu, wasekhetha ke umuntu osakhulayo uKirsty Coventry. Udume phela kakhulu ngokubhukutsha, wahamba kuma-Olympics, wasiphathela ama-medals kanengi impela, and yena ule minyaka engu-34, yiminyaka yakhe yokuzalwa ke leyo. Sifuna ukuzwa kini njengabasakhulayo lamhlanje ukuthi kuyini elikukhangeleleyo kakhulu kulolu gatsha lwabasakhulayo olukhokelwa ngosakhulayo njalo. Yiziphi isikhalazo zenu elilazo elingathanda ukubona zilungisiswa? Sike sazama ukukhulumisana laye unkosikazi Kirsty Coventry. Yena ngasimtholanga ecingweni, incingo zakhe olunye belungena olunye lungangeni. Kanti-ke umsekeli wakhe uthi hayi, kabakabi lakho okunengi abangakhuluma ngakho. Kota ngokuya kwesikhathi sizaba vamba sibe labo kuhlelo likhulumisane labo. Ndonyaya yathi ukurukura nezvayo nasi veduwe muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusarudzwa kwa muzvare Cast Coventry kuti ange achitungamira bazi revechidiki kana kuti youth ministry mucharangarira kuti muhurumende yapfuura yavamunangagwa zvakare akanga achitungamira bazi iri ndi amai Stembiso Nyoni avo vane makore ekuberekwa anokwana 69. Asi pare zvino bazi iri rakutungamirwa na Cast Coventry ane makore ekuberekwa anokwana iwo 34. Saka zvatoda kunzwa kwamuri nhasi manheru ano ndezvekuti zvii zvamuri kutarisira kuna Cast Coventry semutungamiri webazi kana kuti gurukota rebazi rakanangana nevechidiki. Saka pindai muFacebook pa WhatsApp kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa kana kuti fonera. Enda joining me now is our first guest, that's Honorable Dingomozi Phuthi, ZANU PF Member of Parliament for Bulilima West. Honorable Phuthi, is an honor. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, we know you were in Parliament today. Shortly before we go into our topic, how was your first experience in Parliament?
I was so disappointed.
Why?
Parliament is an honorable place. It is an august environment where you expect that people that you meet there are people that have been elected by people back home by virtue of them being seen as having leadership qualities that can take the nation forward in terms of needs and other issues that include but are not limited to legislative issues that are to do with making laws. But what I saw today was a very disappointing situation in which I said, did I leave all that I was doing in order to come here to do this? Obviously saying so because I saw some behaviors that I never expected from people that are called honorable. If I should put it in Kalanga, ndabona chikudo choga choga sivili. Vanhu vekonwa zvibata, people failing to respect that house in order that they feel mandated to having been brought here in Parliament to represent those people vasala kanyena. I don't think the people that elected us would have been happy had they seen the childishness that prevailed in today's parliament. I don't want to be very specific as to explaining or pinpointing who really was doing such or which group was doing such because I don't want to delve into that at the moment. But to tell the truth in a few words, it was disappointing. We have to respect the people that elected us. Kumele sibahloniphe laba bantu abasivotelayo. Singavuyi all the way. In my case, I travel about 700 kilometers to come here to Harare. Abantu bakithi eBulilima West bathini nxa bengatshayisana le TV bangibone ngihlabela ngigida ngize ngibe lolo hlakahla ngithaya amatafula ngikhuluma izinto zokudakwa. People should not go during lunchtime or break and have 3 pints of beer and come back and be nuisance in parliament because our people are looking forward to progressive things about this nice parliament. Therefore, we are not expecting that people should waste time. This is the present journalist is born in Amka. It was not necessary.
Thank you there, Honorable Putin. Please do stay on the line now. I'll come back to you. sesingena ke kusiqoqoqela sendaba eliyamuzwa uphuthi lapho uthi hayi yebo bekulilanga lakhe lakuqala edalela eParliamente lamhlanje kodwa akakujabulelanga akuboneleyo i-experience yakhe kayithandanga ngoba bekulomsindo bekulokutshengisela amalunga edalela eParliamente awe-MDC ake abanga umsindo ekungeneni kuka-Chief Justice kanti-ke uChigumba umkhokheli we-ZEC uthe engena njalo edalela eParliamente hhayi bangakuthakazeleli bathi hhayi ngoba liyazi bakhala ngaye bathi waqilibezela kukhetho kodwa-ke ayisiso isiqokoqela sendaba leso-ke ati mbotola mumwe mnyarikani wati na enasi muchirongwa that's Jimmy Wilford director of the organization Say What and Say What stands for Students and Youth Working on Reproductive Health Action Team. Mr. Wilford Magadienyu.
Ndipang, mga simba.
Ay, wataga simba edu. Kurisei kwa muruku.
Kwanjiri kurinani. Singazwe kwa muri mimi.
Nai wataga simba sterek. Taga simba. Ngati pinde imu nyaya ya nasi va Wilford. Ngati VA. Tukurukura ne nyaya ye kusarudzwa kwewe chidiki. Kest Coventry kuti ange achi tungamira bazi rewe chidiki. Gana kuti youth ministry zvizwa muri kutarisira wo sesangano kuti gurukota iri Kest Coventry ange achizviita kusimudzira vechidiki
yeah I think zvinotarisirwa zvakawanda and tingazive kuti zvinozokwanisika here kuzadzisika asi chikuru tingangotarisirwa chandingangotarisira ndechekungoti tikwanise kushanda naKest Coventry zvakanaka zvinoita kuti tikwanise kuzadzisa zvido zvizhinji zvevechidiki regardless yekuti vakange vachivhota vari bato ripi I think seni hangu I'm very much interested and particular kuda kuti zive kuti how KC Coventry is going to work with the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Remember, same as I know it when you make it deep in Zimbabwe. One of the things I guide one the Zimbabwe Youth Council Act. And the Zimbabwe Youth Council Act in a secretariat under the Zimbabwe Youth Council, which is supposed to be the mother body, EMA youth organizations in Zimbabwe. So ipapo ndo pane tarisiro zhinji kuti how is Zimbabwe Youth Council going to work with the Kest Coventry and how is Kest Coventry going to work with the Zimbabwe Youth Council. More importantly, ndepekuti we can have a very progressive youth minister, young minister. Asi chinoda kutariswa zvakare ndezvekuti are we still going to have the same permanent secretary? If we are to maintain the same permanent secretary, we might unlikely going to get the required outcome from the minister. Tinozivati ese kuti kushanda kunoita ma ministries kazhinji ma permanent secretary ndivo vanenge vari vakuru vanenge vachitaridza gwara kuti zvinofamba sei. And if we are not to have a new permanent secretary, I don't think we might get anything different from what we have been having. Though the appointment of Kest Coventry was quite refreshing in terms of when we are looking at it from a youth-led or a youth-focused organizational perspective. However, we also want a very youthful permanent secretary who can identify and resonate with the current needs of young people in Zimbabwe. So much of the expectations on Kest Coventry is also to do with the administration. Could the administratively, who are going to be within the administration? we didn't have a youth minister, but in a very, very old people within the key positions within the ministry, and that on its own might also have some problems.
You don't think that she might have influence on her permanent secretary because she is the minister? Also, she has a youthful deputy minister, Honorable Yeokai Simbane Gavi.
Yes, I know Simbane Gavi is a very strong young person politically, in other ways. But remember, Kesikoven is not a politician. He's a swimmer. And it's important that she has been appointed to become the minister, and she also has to learn politics. This is a political appointment, and she also has to play politics. And well, Anokwanisa Zake could have an influence to the permanent secretary, but that influence might not be that significant in terms of what the youth might want, because the permanent secretary Vanita hold all the keys when it comes to government program implementation. So on other things, you know, Semuna Anenga Chuya, yes, he can be that energetic, visionary, etc., but sometimes he also has to be guided by the permanent secretary. Mwanasikana zvawafunga izvi hazviiti, tofanira kufambisa negwara rakadai rakadai rakadai, all those things. So she still has to learn how a government operates, kuti government inoshanda sei, how a political organization works. Remember, she has been appointed by a political organization, and she has to draw the line of the political organization. So if the political organization does not allow her to make certain decisions, certainly she won't make that. Otherwise, she has to jump out of the ship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mkoma Wilford, and please do stay on the line. Honorable Poti, lawe uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Ngizaphenduka kuwe ndimbotora mtereri. Mkoma Richard Moyo, makadiva Moyo.
Bangomo.
Atiri boss tereki, matibata muri kupi?
Hawa, tiri ku South Africa.
Aha.
Tiri ku South Africa. Acho kutanga regaini kukwasa zvenyu ukoko kwamuri ukoko tiri masikati akanaka. Nichikwasa futi zvene mhuri yeZimbabwe yakaterera ngaitiiti marudenga vene kwamuri ukoko tinofara. Rinoo ndinoda kutaura panhau yaminista yakesti. Chekutanga regai titi makorokoto kwaari nekuti isu tatisingafungiri kuti angagona kupiwa. Taifunga kuti vanhu vangapiwa uminista vanhu vanonga vari mupati vanonga vaidzikwa vanonga vachiita zvematoko enyu but zvisinei sezvo neeza akashandirawo nyika anokodzera kuti agonoita basa rakafanana iriro tokati aisimaira kupina kupi. Asi atinokurudzira nechekuti basa rakapiwa ibasa rakanaka. Zvinhu zvatinotarisira kuti pamwe nabvu zvemitambo yose mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvinhu zvakagona kusimukira zvakanaka, asi ndokunge vakaterera zvaanenge achidawo nezvaanonge achishuvira. Zvinhu zvatinotarisira kuti zvemitambo mukati menyika yedu zvinosimukira, kunyanyei nokudhonza futi kuyouth, seyouth diki vakawanda vakagonawo kuteverawo tsoka dzake nokudzidzawo zvakanaka nokubvawo muno zvinodhaka nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana zvakaipa zvinoteerera vechidiki vakagonawo kuitawo zvakafana nezvaaiita saizvozvo. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka zvakuita kavakaita kana vachizomuteerera zvaanonga asuvirawo vachizoteererawo zvaanosuvirawo zvichemo zvemutambo vakasiyana siyana vatoda kuti nabvu mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Zvinhu zvakanyanya kuwira pasi kunyanya kunabvu kusoka kana kuragibhi kunyanya nekukriketi wapo napo. Saka tinokurudzira kuti sezvavakamupa dai vakaita kuti agone kuita nenzira yaanoona nayo kuti zvinhu zvigone kufamba zvakanaka.
Ko panyaya yemabasa apa,
mabasa akafanana neapi?
Vechidiki vakawanda munyika vanogara vachingochema chemawo kuti hatina mabasa, you know. Saka hapana zvamuri kutarisirawo here ipapo?
Point yei ndainzwisa nhau yemabasa iyo inokretwa negovernment, inokretwa nevakuru vatungamiri. Wangu fana nemunhu wangopiwa mbeu kuti adzare kuti andokanda mbeu iyo pakati, kana mvura yakasanayaka mbeu yaingagona kumera. Sauti kupuwa kubasa kwa kaita, tutarisa kutizuitike, but hizu zizu kutimabasa, ni zakatereza zilitwa ni kuti government yacho, foto zavo, zinovira zakadika, na foto yisinga kutukuvira, apana cha zinga budita, zuhuti di case, waka mboita zuhisimu kwa otimunu, waka mina so nwisi kazi, kana nika yisi na zaina zo, foto yacho, zuhisi zinu guna kukugwa dama, kana yaka pesa atongo siya, nukuti, paka oma.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamoyo.
Aiwa tinotenda mwarudenga aiti zvakanaka, tinongoti zvakanaka nisakafara chose kupwa kaita kesi, kuti asinga mbostari kuti vamunanga wangaita zvakafanira. Tinoda kungotendawo zvino zvakati po simba kuti kana munhu akashandira nyika yake zvine simba, naye ngapiwewo bozi vanhu vakawandawo vakashanda. Vafana na Peter Njovu ni vangu wakasena siya na pasizwa nana binja ntusori na wawa gunupi wawo wakafana zuka nana wa mtukuzi wapuwa wakafana zuka na bukara waka piwa wanu yesi nguwa piwa pari wakasena siya na tuto kutu ziti kiwa kumunu yesi kwa hitu kumunu hani nukutu vayaka ito wafana na machesu waka imba wawo zinu mkuru mbira njika yosa nuzikwana saka na wawa fatwa gunupi wawo kusa gunupi wawo hani nukutu tita ifungo tisunu puwa muna rumpati kana chingu puwa muna nika shanjira njika wakawanda wakafana na mafumo wakasena siya harika wapenzi kawa gono kupiwa na umakore kutuwa gono ito wakafana utiba nungu waka gono saka ito kesi ngongu wakafana wa imbi mose wese nga wapiwe
aywa tinotenda mkomo wangu.
Thank you.
Aha, ya kuluma linsizwa kodwa singa uhulumende ngalandela isixwayiso sika Richard Moyo mbona singagcina umuntu wonke senguminister eZimbabwe ngoba ukhuluma ngabahlabeleli ukuthi kabaphiwe labo zivani bani. Kodwa siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo abasanda sixhuma uhlelo ngolweni uhlelo lwabasakhulayo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela ikakhulu ugatsha lwabasakhulayo kuhulumende osolukhokhelwa ngosakhulayo unkosikazi Kirsty Coventry oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amathathu lane 34 nxa siqathanisa lobe phethe lesi sikhundla kuhulumende osanda kwedlula unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi aphose ayisikhombisa 69. Ngicho ke ukuba nakuhulumende lo omutsha oka baba uMnangagwa kulaba sakhulayo abathathu kula yena uKirsty Coventry kuzokuba lo Nqobizitha Mangaliso Ndlovu ongumphathi ntambo obona ngezamankampani lokuthengiselana singathi industry le commerce. Kuzokuba njalo lo yeukayisi Mbane Gavi ongumsekeli ka Coventry kugatsha lwabasakhulayo lezemidlalo esingathi Youth Sports Arts and Recreation Ministry. Ngiphenduke kuwe umnumzana Phuthi. Umnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi lelunga letalele parlamente umela ibulili mawesta. Mphenduke kuwe umnumzana Phuthi. Ukuyini ngiyazi awusuye mphathi ntambo kodwa ulilunga letalele parlamente njalo ungosakhulayo. Ukuyini abasakhulayo beZimbabwe abangakhangelela kulolu gatsha labasakhulayo abangakhangelela abangakukhangelela kini njengabasakhulayo abasedalela eParliament?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba Nkomo. Okwakuqala ngizathanda ukukhuthaza abasha ukuthi balifake ithemba phezu kwethu thina esithe sakhethwa yibo ikakhulu abasha babazali emakhaya lapha kade sikhankasa khona. Sesikhethiwe savuya sachaywa samalaphana sakhangelwa sahluzwa umongameli ubaba uMnangagwa wabona lapha kumele adobhe khona ulaba abakade sebekhethiwe ke bevela ebantwini. Ekudobheni kwakhe ke udobhela babadobhileyo ngokutsho kwakho wena ugombe abathathu ukhangele laba abangama-ministers singakakhangela ama-deputies. Ngoke ithemba enti balifake kithi yelokuthi ngaphandle kwamadeputy ona lawo amathathu babakhangela ukuthi bangaki abanye abangamadeputy ministers abafakwe ngubaba uMnangagwa. Sokutengisa ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa uvele ulelihlo elikhangele ukuthi elakusasa lelizwe leli liqhubekiselwa phambili ngabatsha. Ngoke njengabatsha sizimisele ukuthi singabe phulimi moya ke abatsha kulomlandu kulomfoto waqalo ke wakhuluma eqaliseni okukhulume naye ekhuluma ngokuthi oke wambuza ukuthi imisebenzi ke mabaza imisebenzi yebo kambe kayikhangelelwa ukuthi idalwe lugatsha olukhangelane lezabatsha hatshi kodwa ukuthi ugatsha lona lolo luzaphuma le ndlela ama-formulas and policies azafuqa ezinye iingatsha ukwenzela ukuthi abatsha wherever they are benelise ukuthola something from ama-appointments lawo ngizaqhubekela phambili babankomo ngikhangele ukuthi ube ukhuluma ngomama uCathy Covent watsho kahle ukuthi ule 34 wamqathanisa lokade khona wathi ule 59 okutshengiselekayo lapha ngokuthi ubaba uMnangagwa ule themba elikhulu kakhulu ezintweni ezingenelisa ukwenziwa ngabatsha uCathy Covent lo esikhuluma ngaye asimuntu esingamphumputa lokusola ngoba nxa sisola sesidinga nje ukusola lo ngumuntu owaqalisa ukufaka iZimbabwe kudumo ngemva kokuba sasiqine kudala ngama-hockey teams lawana akawina kudala ngama-80s ama-cricket teams ayewina kudala kusalabo histrik lama-tennis teams lawana ama-black family o-Owen Black labo-Aaron Black saba le drought yokuswela ukuthi iZimbabwe ingangena kusport ingena ngalithi wazobuya uCathy Covent wakwenza njalo very patriotically ekwenza njalo waze wacina ngokwehluleka esengathi sekhulakhulile pho ke kuhle kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende athi nxa esefaka abantu ezikhundleni akhangele bona labo labakade basebenzela ilizwe kuhle beyazi into abayenzayo nangu uCathy Covent lo uhlala kuma-committees ama-international bodies o-international olympic committees eyi-board member kutshengisa ukuthi ulwazi lwakhe uzaluletha lapha-ke kuthuthuke sesisithi uye ukayisimbanegazi yintombi engiyazi kakhulu ekhuthele kakhulu kulomusa nabantu ulesineke uyakwazi ukusebenza labantu ngimazi ngoba sasebenza sonke kakhulu bengihlezi laye nje namhlanje nini ephalamende ngithi Simbanegazi ngiza kuhlupha kakhulu ehofisini yakho ngizoncengela abantu bakithi ebulili mawesi lami ukuthi hawu kanti ezemidlalo ikakhulu lezobuciko bokucula lokunye esithi yi-art kungathuthukiswa kanjani ngoba mina njengomunye wabo laba abantu abakuma-art bangabe bekhangelele kimi ukuthi ngingaphosa la mazwi anjalo ephalamende ngikhuluma ngakho hawu ekhanye bobotheka ezimisele kakhulu yikho-ke lokho kusinika ithemba Nkomo ukuthi lapho esiya khona hawu ubaba uMnangagwa usifake endleleni
siyabonga mnumzana Phuthi qhubeka ubambile khonapho ndimbozo kakwamuri Nkoma Wilford kana tichitarisa nyaya dzemitambo tinoziva kuti kunyika zvikuru sei zvakabudirira kuno kuAmerica gwana UK kunyika munyika dzakawanda wanda vechidiki vano vari kuwana cheuviri vari kuwana kurarama munyaya dzemitambo kungava kubasketball soccer mitambo yakasiyana siyana inosimudzira vechidiki munyika dzakawanda wanda ikoko kuZimbabwe zvakamira sei
vechidiki vane tarisiro yakanyanyisisa kuti vasimudzirike kuburikidza nemitambo yakasiyana-siyana tinozviona zvichiitika muzvikoro zvakasiyana-siyana akeni witness yekuti even my kids benefited from the Casey Covent Foundation kuchikoro kwavanodzidza kwaimboenda kumaweekends achimadzidzisa kuswima etc asi chikangovanisa cheuviri haisi swimming chete muZimbabwe kune machis to do with soccer which is quite popular soccer for girls and for boys and then mamwe mitambo ana hockey etc asi chingangonyanyoda kuti chitarisirwe ndechekuti when you look at the appointment ya Casey Covent pane a lot of dynamics that I want also to really put an emphasis on kuti takatarisa mararaniro anoitwa football muZimbabwe musi unowu takava tine maelections yePSL yekuti vafaraijeri vanova mutungamiriri weCapes United ndo vava mutungamiriri wePSL muZimbabwe asi pane mitemo zvekare inoguide the operations sei APSO kana kuti ZFAS zvingodaro asi tikatarisa the World Football Board pavanonga vachiti hatidi interference yemapoliticians itisimo murunning of football. That on its own might not have an impact on the appointment of Kate Covent. But the appointment of Kate, once she tries to influence or to make some input in the running of soccer, and going to cover Kutua Rude, Kutua Kutua interference, then FIFA runs the Agro Banaji, Yagro Banazi, Zifa, and the football in Zimbabwe. So, honestly speaking, it's true that we have got a lot of talented young people. What we now need is a collective effort on how to harness the talent amongst the young people in Zimbabwe so that they can benefit, that so that it can also benefit us economically. Take for instance, tinawa komana vakakura vari ku UK vakazvipira kudzoka kuda kutamba mubhora muZimbabwe kuti vatambire the national team. Right now havana kukwanisa kuenda kwakaenda vamwe ku Congo over the weekend kwataka inoita 1-1 ne Congo over the weekend. The reason being that havasati vava nema passport, they are struggling just to get a passport. Hopefully the newly appointed minister will be briefed on that development. Then from there, oona kuti by the time atinosvika muna October, vakomana vapafana vaitamba vaitamba DRC vs Zimbabwe in terms of national team soccer, they are able maybe to play vaitwa issued out nema passport. So that's why earlier on the motora nyaya dzekuti these are political issues, this is a political appointment which has got its own dynamics, it has got its own complexities and dynamics that also Kate Covent has to up her game. Because if she thinks it's just going there into the boardroom and making a proposal and then expect everyone to accept it, I think she'll be frustrated. So in terms of even the young people, expectations are high. I still want also to reiterate that we need a youthful permanent secretary to complement a youthful minister in terms of sports and youth ministry. Without that, as I always, our hopes will be frustrated in the long run.
Hanzi inyo dispensation amone kunge vacha terera chero Kate Covent chanenge achitaura panyaya dze kusimudzira vechidiga.
Well, without not insinuating anything, yes, Kate Covent awe under new dispensation, but kupepa nesekitari vakauya under new dispensation here. No. So what we want is to find out, let's also have a permanent secretary who is coming under the new dispensation. Such that we can have that to Twitter that complementary responsibility, collective responsibility. In my view, I still argue that as long as we don't have a new dispensation permanent secretary who is as young as Kate Covent, we are doomed in terms of that ministry. We cannot allow a very old permanent secretary to be running the Ministry of Sports and Youth. They might be out of touch, in as much as they might be interacting with the modern technology, but they might be out of touch with the realities of the needs of the young people. So Kate Covent must be supported in a permanent secretary and all which needs that.
Thank you, them, Komwangu, and please do stay on the line. Back to you, Honorable Puti. Imidlalo iqhakatheke kangakanani ekuphakamiseni abasakhulayo. Uchilo kubana uke wakhuluma lo yeugayi Simba neGabi usithu zamlanda ngephezu kwendaba yezemidlalo kuconstituency yakho. Ziqhakatheke kangakanani ezemidlalo ekuphakamiseni ontanga?
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo njalo. Imidlalo yikho laphana ubona esikolo imidlalo isiba part of the curriculum in terms of ukuqakathekiswa. Bakusithi lingafunda lifunde futhi yakho nxa ibhalwayo academic performances uzabona njalo kuqakathekile in the school kumbe kuclass teacher ukuthi abe ngozakwazi ukuthi who are you in terms of extra curriculum, which means ama-sports. Kwaziseke ama-sports aqhakatheke kakhulu kwazo kwabatha ngoba abatha they are the ones with the energy to exert in terms of the requirements of ama-sports. njalo ama-sports when done properly anikezwa isikhathi lokuqakathekiswa njengalokho sokwenziwe ngukhulumende ukuthi it's a ministry that looks entirely and specifically on ama-sports. They are a very, very, very good source of employment. Asikhange lo obhenjani mariwari izindlu abalazo kubo-Selborne Brook konale kobulawayo opeter and a lot of others that we know sengikhuluma ngalaba abasemhlubulweni wakithi ngenxa yokuthi ngiyazi ukuthi bazwisisa ngcono nxa ngikhuluma ngalabo abantu because bayabazi they are heroes. Nxa kuyikuthi ezemidlalo ziphethwe kuhle kakhulu there is a very reasonable percentage ye-employment that can come from sports, that can come from ama-arts. As such, ngibona kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi sithi give a lot of attention to this area because industry is not going to employ alone. Self-employers are not going to make it alone. But esports, singathola abantu abenza all these disciplines, some of which we don't even know. Ngenxa ukuthi sports ligama elivanzi, ukuthi arts ligama elivanzi. But ngifisa nje ukuthi sike sikunanzeleleni ukuthi bangaki abanye abantu esithi nxa sivala i-percentage of employed people, sibabala nje sivala lalaba aba-employed through arts. We are going to realize in that case how important arts is. Mina as an honorable House of Assembly member in this country, I will take it upon myself ukuthi to push ama agendas akhangelane ikakhulu with the arts and the creative world and at least put a lot of contributions as well into what it takes to develop ama sports ngenxa yokuthi ama sports lama arts yizo izinto ikakhulu ezeneliswa ngabatha ngoba it takes energy and they are in the age group that can be able to give such. This is how I understand the importance of ama-sports. And when I talk about ama-sports, much as it is not what you asked me, I will not want to leave without mentioning ama-arts as well. Because these are areas that I think we should passionately look at and have a shift of focus kwezinye izinto ukwenzela ukuthi once we invest our time and resources into these two disciplines that merit ukuba le ministry like we have, sizabona utshintsho. We know government has put in a lot of money into various programs in an attempt to try and alleviate the lives of our people. Yes, but okunye kasikakuboni impumela yakho ukuthi kusipheni kakhulu. Kodwa I want us to now focus on these two disciplines, the sports and the arts, and see how much we can move forward because I believe this is where we can do best. Ngenxa ukuthi abatsha bethu, they are the ones that are going to largely benefit from that area. Ngoba yiyo indawo ebafanele basing on their physical capabilities.
Mm-hmm. I do understand your bias towards the arts there. Mr. Poti, and that's because Dingumozi Poti is also a professional singer. We used to be in the same singing group at high school. We had our group called Isavuta Sika Davita. Oh, yes. Those were the days. I don't remember whether Ngaqeda Sisonkeni or I was expelled. I don't remember, but we were in the same group, and we used to sing at church, right?
I suspended you for a few weeks, and as a homeboy, I missed your services, and as the chairman, I had to bring you back, also because you were very innovative. That's why you qualified to be there.
That's how good I was. That's how good I was. thank you there, Honorable Poti, and please do stay on the line. Mkoma Wilford, also stay on the line. It's 20 minutes before the hour of 9, 20 minutes before 3 o'clock. Emini Enkuru Lapa Emeli Gangi Tate Umlaleli Umnamzana Edson Ndawana. Mkoma Ndawana Magadi.
Kipo Mkoma Morise.
Aiwa tiri boka na muchifara.
Ya tinofara chaizvo.
Aha, mati bada muri kubi.
Ndiri musanyati.
Kusanyati, ari sei malevels?
Ah, malevels ari nani baba.
Handiti, mainzwa nyaya iri mugango.
Ya, nyaya iri mugango ndenze nyaya yezve mitambo ma sports.
Aha, tiri kutarisa hongo ma sports nebazi revechidiki iri rakutungamirwa hone wechidiki muzvare Kest Coventry. Zvizva muri kutarisira kwari.
Ya, chekutanga tida kukorokotedza muzvare Kest Coventry nekusarudzwa kwavakaitwa segurukota rezvevechidiki. Tiri kutarisira kuti vane basa rakakura zvakanyanya semuzvari Kest Coventry nekusarudzwa kwavakaita vechidiki. Ndaikurudzira zvakare kuti vave vanokwanisa kupinda mune zvemitambo zvakasiyana siyana. Zvinovabvisa zvakare mukuita kwemamwe kweimwe mitambo kana kwezvimwe zviitiko zvinopedzera zvakuvapinza muurwere nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Ende zvakare mitambo unokwanisa kubatanidza vanhu sevanhu. Saka izvozvi izvi mitambo unokosha zvekuti vechidiki vakwanisa kuva vachipinda mumitambo yakasiyana siyana, ingave tsiva, ingave cricket, ingave zvakawanda wanda. Vanotora time vari ikoko. Izvozvi zvakare zvinopa utano kune vechidiki.
Ko panyaya dzemabasa pahongo, ministry yemayouth is just part of the government. Government ndiyo inobuda nezvirongwa. Asi muzvare Kest Coventry as gurukota revechidiki ndipo pane nyaya, ndipo pane udzamu, ndipo panotanga nyaya ipapo. Kana vakabuda nezvirongwa zvemabasa zvekusimudzira vechidiki, voinda nazvo zvirongwa zvacho kuhurumende. Kana zvikapasiswa ikoko kana kuti zvikapinzwa zvoitwa mutemo, ndipo panotanga nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki ipapo. Zvizvo hamuri kutarisirawo pazvirongwa zvemabasa.
Right. Maita mabunza mbunza wakanaka chaizvo. Mukatarisa munyika medu munomu vechidikika vane vimbiso yakakura, mukatarisa ndo vazhinji vasina mabasa. Saka chakakosha pakuna muzvari Kest Coventry nguva inoiyi ndechekuenda nenyaya yevechidiki kuti onai vechidiki vazhinji vakaenda kuzvikoro, vakaenda kumayunivhesiti, vakadzidza dzidzo dzakawanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Vari mukatarisa ndo nhasi vari kutengesa airtime mumastreets umu. Ndo zvakare nhasi uno vari kushandiswa nezvematongo zvenyika kupwanya mazvitoro zvevanhu, kupisa mudzi yevanhu. Saka izvozvo chete izvozvo havagoni kupisa mota kana kupwanya zvitoro zvevanhu kana vachinge vaine mabasa. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvari Kest Coventry vane basa rakakura nekuti vanhu vari kuita nezi yakawanda, imwe yekuti vane nzara munyika umu. Saka vanoda kuenda kumabasa sevechidiki. Tinotozvati nyika tinoti vana vadiki vane vari munyika, nyika vanhu vadiki. Asi vanhu vadiki vachona vari munyika vakapedza chikoro havana mabasa. Saka that's why muchiona vachiita ruzha rwakawanda kudai. So saka muzvari Kest Coventry segurukota rezvechidiki izvi vane basa rakakura nguva inoyi kuti vaende kupalamendi vanongwe kutaura nehurumende zvakasimba kuti onaika hurumende iyi vana vechidiki veda havana mabasa. Saka vachiita noizvi hakuna munhu akaguta anengamboite ruzha iye akaguta zvake.
Aha, matarwa kuti muri kusanyati uyezve mambotaura nezvemitambo. Vechidiki vari kubatikana here nenyaya dzemitambo ikoko uyezve ipi?
Ya, vechidiki kazhinji mutanyarumo vanobatikana zvavo nemiya yemitambo yebhora yebhora kunya kwete bhora redu remunoka kunyika bhora rekunze ndorakubata vechidiki vakanyanya. Saka izvizvi bhora chachai ndo rinobata vechidiki kazhinji mukoko.
Ko ndombofunga nezvechess dzimwe nguva pane vari kutambawo chess ikoko?
Ya, chess inotambwa especially mumahigh schools zvikoro zvedu zvinhu zviri mudhuze nemusanyati mazvikoro zvimwe zvakatisumukirei zvinotambawo chess. Hatisati hasi zvikoro zvakanyanya kuwanda, zvikoro zvemashema zvinongotamba chess achona.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma ndawana nekupinda muchirongwa.
tinokutenda mwene zvara kanaka.
Nemiwo mwene zvara kanaka. Mnumzana Edson andawanda ubesi bamba ke lapho esesanyati. Bengimbuza ngomdlalo wechesi, ebontanga abazakhulayo emakhaya, umdlalo wechesi ngumdlalo omnandi kakhulu ungaba lethuba uzifundise ngoba uyakuvula ikopo. Ukucabanga kunzima, ikakhulu nxa udlala umdlalo wechess. Uyacabanga ingqondo zize zibe inzima, uzizwa ukuthi hayi lapha ekhanda ingqondo zami ngani seziweya 5 kg, ingqondo zize zibe buhlungu, yiko ukuvula ingqondo ugcine ucabanga okuthiwa ngesikhiwa outside the box. Kulapho ke okuqala khona ukujula kobuchopho. Mhlawumbe uzithole usugatshana impela, hatshi ngomdlalo wechess kuphela, mhlawumbe la ngawo, kodwa uyakuvula ikhanda, uyakuvula ingqondo, uzithole iperspective yakho ngomhlaba isivulile, usubona ezinye izinto obungaziboni ngaphambilini. Ndimbozo ka kwa muri mkoma Wilford ndanzwa kuti foni yenyu yanga ya kata. Isangano renyu rinonzi Students and Youth are Working on Reproductive Health Action Team. Zvizvi mingampini zvamuri kusangana nazvo uyezve chinangwa chenyu ndechei?
Chinangwa chedu ndichekupa mukana kuma kuvadzidzi vari mu my institutions of higher learning kuti vakwanise kuongorora matambudziko avanosangana nawo, especially pavanenge vachidzidza maererano nema issue to do with the sex and sexuality. Ideally, we just want to ensure that young people vakwanise ku make my decisions from a very informed perspective about their sexual lives, and also to guide them whenever they might need support, and especially to do with the issues that they might that might arise. Pavanenge vachidzidza, we deal with the public health from a non-clinical perspective. So generally, it's a network of my students who are in the tertiary institutions. How do I handle it? Again, we do have advocates around the elimination of gender-based violence amongst young people, and also encouraging young men not to be perpetrators of gender-based violence. Research has shown that young people, young men or men in general, they are said to be the perpetrators of gender-based violence. So we are simply trying to educate, encourage, and equip the young men within the tertiary institutions so that they can understand the importance of them playing a key role in eliminating gender-based violence. When you are looking at a student has got the potential, again, to be occupying any key position. And some of the students might be in parliament. Just now, we've got Joanna, who was recently a student at Chinoyo University, who is now in parliament. And very soon, other students who we have in the current tertiary institutions, they will be in parliament, maybe in 2023. So by equipping them with the skills to do with the responsibility, we are assuming that when they get the chance to go into parliament, they will advocate and support policies that will protect the young people, protect the society in general from gender-based violence or from any ill act within the society.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Wilford. Honorable Putty, let's talk drug abuse and the youth. We often hear of this scourge, especially in Bulawayo. Benza yonke nyaka nyaka yento abasakhulayo. Uzokhulunywa ngamavuzu party. vatakwa vebhema okudakayo bebhema amaklubu bebhema imbanje bebheme yonke inyakanyaka beqeda khonapho sebengena emacansini kuthiwa kulama-threesome kulama-whatwati eish besenza yonke into mosi bebaningi what role can the youth ministry play towards curbing this problem?
Anje abona ke baba Nkomo umbuzo wakho umuhle kabi. Okwakuqala anje abona ukuthi ezemidlalo lezi zingathuthukiswa abantu bethona bedidima betrainer bedidima betrainer bethi beqeda khonapho besiya egym besenza lokhu lalokhu bethi beqeda ukudima bethwala amathawulo abo ngemva kokugeza besiya emakhaya bedinile bethi laba balala khona lapha balala khona balala obukabhuka that being occupied productive bethi okusithi labana-ke I'm sorry to say this Nkomo I keep hearing your consistency with other colleagues of mine abakhontributayo bekhuluma ngezemidlalo 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 nxa sikhuluma ngogatsha lolu lwabasha lolu kasikhulumeni ngabo abasha bese sikhuluma ngemidlalo yebo kodwa singakhohlwa ukuthi kulama-art so asithini-ke sebe-occupied kuma-art I remember very well mina when I was around 1999, 2000. Ngathi isikhathi ngisiyavukela the practice session ye-Black Umpolo. Practice session ama-groups anjengabosiyaya, abonasa, abosadalala amateketi, abosavuka, abomkhathi theater. Okwakusenzakala lapho kwampana kobulawayo. Abantu labana babevuka ekuseni, njengalabana babevuka besiya eMandala. Laba bevuka besiya kuvundu besiyadinga umsebenzi. Besuke khonapho bathatha i-break besiya kulunch. Besuke khonapho bevuka futhi beshayisa ngo-4 kumbe ngo-5. Every day. And those people wawusithi ngemva kwesikhathi uzwe sekuthiwa sebeyendaweni enje sebeswidile. Sebeyendaweni enje sebeyenza i-tour e-6 months endaweni enje. Siyabazi abantu bakhona namhlanje balezindlu. Abantu abanjengabosocha moyo abotaurai abotomed dube abosimon mambazo abojames marabini abo ukubala ikuthanda ngibala abantu abenza into leziyikhangela konke njengoba sikhuluma ngezidakamizwa lezi kuyabuza sithatha ngaphi isikhathi sokuthatha izidakamizwa nxa kuyukuthi uthola athake emisebenzini engaka yikho ngisithi aluba ugada lolu lungaqakathekisa into le ephezu kwamahlombe abo angiboni kuza kwenzakala ubuchapha bonke obuzwisa ubuhlungu obunjengalokho okhuluma ngakho izinto lezi ezenzakalayo ngemva kokuthi abatha sebedakiwe besenza zonke izinto lezi ezinyanyisayo okhulume ngazo zenziwa yikuthi abantwana bathona behawula bengela msebenzi bexoza indenda behawukela izinto abangasoze benelisa ukuzithola sebetimali sebezidela sebesenza ezinye izinto yebo kambe okunye yibuhlungu ngandlebe ngoba labazali omunye sephume esiyale omunye sephume esiyale asisaziphi isikhathi sokunakekela kakhulu okufunwa yimuli sesithola isikhathi sokuthona omunye siyale omunye siyale besiyadinga ukuthi kambe imuli ingabambani kodwa njengoba uhulumende wethu unkulunkulu esese wasinyemukula kangakaze athola a president who is so concerned who has shown his concern for his country by way of appointing an able cabinet like we are talking about partly today the ministry of amayouth ngibona ngazathi lapho siyakhona siyakhanya baba Nkomo
Mkoma Wilford pane zvingaitwawo here nebazi revechidiki iri kurwisana nedambudziko rekushandisa zvinodhaka
asa zvikwanise kupedzwa nebazi revechidiki chete nemhaka yekuti bazi revechidiki rino harikwanisi rinogona kusakwanisa riri rega kuita create employment panodawo zvekare kuti Minister of Finance and Economic Development ikwanise kuita come up with the policies that will enable more investments coming in the country to ensure that there is job creation because vechidiki vazhinji kuti vazowanikwa vachiita zvemadrugs nezvimwe zvakadaro idambudziko roshayiwa kwegwema basa. Saka kana Ministry of Finance yakaita come up with the policies, financial policies that can result in attracting investments, we can have a lot of young people being employed. Again, this again is, it can also have an influence from the Ministry of Local Government, the Ministry of Justice. It is in terms of protecting the rights of the investors. If the investors believe that their investments are protected in our country, they can come and provide and they put in their money, which can result in the young people being employed. So ministry no kwanisa ministry but revechidiki rotungamirira yange rava kutungamirirwa na honorable
Kirsty Coventry.
Yes, rinokwanisa kungo taringa kokwanisa kuita ndechekuti rikwanise kuita come up with ways of coordinating the young people in Zimbabwe, such that they become organized and in a way that can also make them benefit from the opportunities that might arise. Remember, right now, tine vechidiki vari ma different levels. Tine vechidiki vari ma universities. Tine vechidiki vari even kuma farms who are even out of school. So, chingango ichi kwandiche kuti, how can we create equal opportunities for all these young people vari ma different levels? Because some opportunities might not be accessed by some young people who are even out of universities. And even if some are out of town, are kuma farming communities. So kana zvingangoitwa nebazi revechidiki ndezvekuti how can they create equal opportunities for all young people that are in various facets of our society as Zimbabwe, such that we don't have a situation whereby young people vangori mumatowns ndo vanenge vane maopportunities. When you are even looking at access to land, access to any other natural resources, how are we creating equal opportunities to all other young people? I think that is a role that maybe possibly the ministry can do, but again, they cannot do it on their own. They need also support from other ministries.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Mkoma. Wilford and Honorable Poti, you have 1 minute. Give us your last word.
Thank you very much, Nkomo. I obviously am grateful for this opportunity that you've given me to be able to contribute on my views in terms of the direction to which our country is taking, particularly on the topic of today. I would like to urge all Zimbabweans to keep united and keep calm and walk in the footsteps of our leader, the president, that we need to be united and focused on economic development. Now he has set the tone. The cabinet selection that he has made speaks volumes. Let us support these guys. Let us look forward. Let us pray for our country. Let us be visionary. Let's contribute in each ever way by which we can. And we are going to move. Definitely Zimbabwe is poised for greatness. I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Honorable Poti. That's Bulilima West, Member of Parliament, Dingomuzi Poti. You also heard from Jimmy Wilford, Director of Say What. Say What means students and youth working on reproductive health action team. Silugqibake lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje zihlobo ezithandekayo, kodwa likhumbule zikhona ezekuseni ngo-6 o'clock kusasa phela, kuqala ezesishona ngo-6 kulandele ezesiyindebele ngo-6:30, kuzobuya ke ezakusihlwa ngo-7 o'clock, kubuye ezesindebele ngo-7 ku live talk kusasa iDiaspora Forum. And that's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same radio station. Your station, Studio 7. I'm your host, Tungamilinkoma. Good night.